Thank you for that song. While Barbara was singing that song, I called back to the sound booth and told Brent I wanted him to put those words back up on the screen. I'm not even going to preach what I was going to preach today. We'll do that for next week. But last evening, I had called or texted Ken to ask Barb if she could sing that song today, and she really had planned on singing another song. And Ken, I want you to have her sing that tonight, the other song that she had planned for today. But as I heard Barb sing that a few moments ago, I don't know about you, but the Bible says, Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm a present help to you in time of trouble. As Barbara was singing that song a few moments ago, it just came to me that, you know, there are certain songs that I've heard down through the years that it seemed like that God always had a song out there for whatever situation that I was struggling with in life. And I can remember when this song came out, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir there in New York City. They are the ones that premiered this, and obviously the writer of this song, by penning these words, no doubt had some major situation or some major crisis in their life, because most songs, regardless of what they are born out of certain experiences in life that people experience. Now, somewhere along the way, I learned, because I do think it's a learned behavior, I learned somewhere along the way that leaders aren't supposed to cry. Have you ever noticed that? That we teach people along the way that leaders don't cry. There's something about, you know, we speak of presidents, and oftentimes if they show any emotion whatsoever, then it's not long before the media picks up on that and the critics begin to criticize them, and they tend to say that their emotions cause in them a character of weakness, a flaw. But if you read through the Bible, and especially through the Psalms, you will see that the psalmist many times cried out to God in their hurt. When Barbara sang that song, if I would allow my emotions to overcome me, Barb, I would have cried all the way through your song. Because I can remember a particular event in my life that I was going through when I first heard this song, and how that it gripped my heart, and how it was just the thing that God sent at the right moment. God always shows up on time. This morning in our Sunday school lesson, I alluded to the fact that the psalmist said, he remembers my frame and he knows that I'm dust. After all, you and I are made from the dust of the earth, and from dust we will return one of these days. The songwriter of this song said, in my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. I want to pause right there. And I want to speak about this, because life is filled with moments of fear. There are all kinds of fears that happen in people's lives. We could speak of fear as being one of our opponents that we fight on a daily basis. You and I have gone through a very strange year. It's a Christmas unlike any that any of us have ever experienced. I hope it's a Christmas that none of us ever have to experience again. But I want you to know, in moments of fear, if you go back and you study the Bible and you read through the Old Testament characters and you read through the New Testament characters, let me tell you, they were all human. There were human emotions that they experienced when they would cry out to Almighty God in moments of fear. In fact, the Sunday school lesson in Psalm 35 this morning spoke about as David cried out to God to be his advocate, to be his one who would oppose his opponents in life. There are a lot of people fearful this morning. A lot of people are fearful because they wonder how they're going to provide the next meal for their children. There are people that are fearful this morning because they wonder if they are going to have a job. There are many people that are in businesses that wonder after the pandemic is over. Let me tell you, when the trappings have all come down in the tree and all of its trimmings have been put away, they wonder, will they have a job? Will they have enough money to pay the utility bill? Will they have enough money to put groceries on the table? They wonder, will my health be such that I will be able to continue to be an independent person in the days ahead? What will life hold for me? There are moments of fear. I don't care who you are. Life is filled with moments of fear. This songwriter said, in my moments of fear, through every pain and every tear. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you in pain? Are you suffering physical pain from physical diseases and physical maladies? Or is your pain this morning from your grief-stricken heart? You see, the writer said, in my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, the songwriter said, there's a God who's been faithful to me. You and I will never be able to plumb the depths of the questions that we have in this life. The other day I was praying and I was meditating and I was just talking to God openly as I'm talking to you this morning, and it was my monologue to God, and I was asking God about things that I don't understand, things that I cannot comprehend in my finite mind. And as I'm talking to the infinite God of heaven who flung the hundreds and billions of stars and galaxies out there into space and hung them on nothing, and I realize that I am like a speck in the ocean of life, and yet God loves me. God knows me. He named all of the stars, and He knows you and me by name. If He knows when a sparrow falls from a tree to the ground, and He knows the hairs on your head and has those counted. He knows the number of your steps. He knows the number of the breaths that you and I breathe this morning. And I was asking God about some things that are hard for me to understand, hard for me to comprehend. And in those moments of quietness and in those moments of meditation, it's almost as if a still small voice swept over my soul and said, in this life, you will either meet Jesus in the air in the rapture one of these days, or you will die physically upon this earth. Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. The Bible says that, you know, our days are 70 years, that's 70 years. But if by reason we live 80 years, the Bible says our days are labor and sorrow. Let me tell you, the world that you and I live in, it's filled with labor, it's filled with sorrow. You and I will die one of these days, or we will be alive when we will be raptured out of this world and caught up into the heavens with our precious loved ones that have predeceased us in Christ. You see, there will be something to take us out of this world, whether it's an accident or whether it's a disease, a stroke, a heart attack, cancer. Something will take us out of this world. Because when God created the world, He created a perfect world, a perfect environment. He created a paradise. Everything that Adam and Eve could have ever wanted, God provided. Great is His faithfulness, His mercies. Scripture says, are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness unto me. Let me tell you this morning, the hope that you and I have is there's a God who's been faithful to me. He knows when I'm angry. He knows when I don't understand Him. He knows when I feel fretful. He knows when I feel fearful. He knows when I am weak. He knows when I am strong, because He's always there. Sharon sang in our Sunday school class this morning another of my favorite songs. He is here. You can touch Him. Let me tell you, there's a God, the songwriter said, who's been faithful to me. And then that song goes on and says, when my strength was all gone. Have you ever had your strength zapped from you? The very life, the very essence of your soul, mind. And you feel emotionally drained and you feel physically depleted. Let me tell you, there's still the God who's faithful. Who's faithful? Sometimes when we cannot feel Him or touch Him, He's never been more close than He is then. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people this morning, the song has gone out of their hearts. The very light of their lives has burned out. There's a lot of people this morning all over the world that's struggling, perhaps you. Out there in the pew this morning, you're struggling. The thing that once lit up your life, that once lit up your heart, your song is gone and your strength is weakened. The songwriter said in those moments, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Where do you go when there's no one else to go to? Who do you turn to when there's no one there to listen? The songwriter says, I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. And folks, let me tell you, in whatever situation you find yourself this morning, whatever the situation has been this past year, whatever the situation will be this coming year, you and I must remember there's a God and He's faithful. He's faithful in death. He's faithful in living. He's faithful in sickness. I was thinking yesterday of a situation I remember some years ago when I walked into a hospital and there was a lady, she was about 39, I think, 38, 39, somewhere in that vicinity, and she was dying with a terminal illness, and I did not really know her. I was introduced to her. I know when I walked into her room and she sat up in her bed, she had her hair combed, she had her makeup on. My heart was gripped with, Lord, what do I say? What do I say? What words do I have to comfort her heart? What words do I have to make things better? And I found in that moment that she made me better. she looked at me and she said, "Randy, I'm going to die." She said, "You know, I'm not afraid to die because I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven." She said, "What I hate is that I have to leave my children behind." But she said, "You know what? Me leaving this life is I'm sitting in this bed." But she said, "You see that room right across the hall over there?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I'm going to close my eyes, but it's just like walking across that hall into the next room." She said, "I'm going to be in the presence of the one who is faithful." When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Where would you go? Where would you turn to if you did not have this faithful one? Those words say every word he's promised is true. Let me tell you, this morning's sermon, which you'll get next Sunday morning, is about the faithful and the true one in Revelation chapter 19, that one of these days is coming out of heaven with all of the host of heaven with him, back to this earth. Now, you and I may be coming back with him. Either we're going up with him in the rapture, but we're all coming back with him in the second coming one of these days. And that's the wonderful promise. His promises are true. If you can't believe the Bible and stand on the hope of the Logos of God, Logos, the Word of God, let me tell you, you have nothing to stand on. You would have absolutely no hope and nothing to stand on. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, the songwriter said, I see my God do. I was thinking, as Barb was singing a few moments ago, this song. What on earth? A created heaven, a new heaven, and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Let me tell you, this world is godless. This world that you and I live in this morning is rotten to the core. But I'm thankful that I have the hope of the Logos this morning, of the Word of God, that he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness, where you and I will live for all eternity upon this new created heaven and earth. One of these days, we'll live upon this earth with our precious loved ones and friends that knew Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. He's been faithful, faithful to me. The writer said, looking back, his love and mercy. I said, looking back, looking back. Someday when you and I are with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's coming back one of these days, looking back, you know what? We'll see it from heaven's perspective. We'll see it from the infinite God's perspective, that the things of this earth are passing and they're fading away. Keith sings that song that I love to hear him sing. It's true. It's true. Folks, let me tell you, it's true. We're only here for a little while. I thought to myself this morning as I was praying and as I was on my way to the church, and I was thinking about the sermon for this morning, which you'll hear next week, on the second coming of Jesus. But I thought, you know, he's been gone for 2,000 years. Wow, that's a long time. But according to the Bible, 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is 1,000 years. In his economy of looking at things, he's only been away a couple of days. You and I will look back with a whole new perspective. The songwriter said, though in my heart I've questioned, even failed to believe. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are there times in your life that you question God, and then all of a sudden that old guilt came into your heart and you then felt guilty because you felt guilty because you had questioned God? Don't you think he knows you better than anyone knows you? Don't you think he knows your heart and he knows you love him even when you question him? You see, I don't know about you this morning, but that brings incredible peace to my heart. Though in my heart I have questioned, and I dare say that everyone here this morning and all of those listening out there live stream today, if we were all honest, we would all say we've questioned. There have been things we've questioned. There are things tomorrow we will question. There will be things in 2021 you and I will question. Even the songwriter said there were things that even I've questioned and even failed to believe. Yet he's been faithful. Faithful to me. And then I love this verse. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray. Oh my goodness. How often have you and I camped in that campground? Have you ever tried to pray when you couldn't pray? Have you ever just started to pray and the words just wouldn't come, or you just didn't know what to say, or you just wanted to give up on life? Obviously, the writer of this song had camped in that campground at some point. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, Elohim, the Hebrew word for God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God, Elohim, the creator, the omniscient, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the righteous, the holy, the faithful, the true God. He was faithful to me. The songwriter said, the days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me. I don't know about you, but oftentimes, you know, the human heart, the fleshly heart, desires so many things. I've often wondered, what would life have been like this, thus, thus, and thus? What would life have been like if I had not surrendered my life to preach? I mean, come on, if we're all honest, hey, the preacher's, he's flesh and blood and dust, and he has questions. I've camped in those campgrounds lots of times. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, I think what the songwriter is saying there, that in the human heart of every person that's alive this morning, within the human heart there is a vacuum. There's a void. And the Bible tells us what that void is and what that vacuum is. And that God has placed it in the heart of man. And it's eternity. But so many of us, we flounder through life. We spend life with all of the things that we love. But they're going to burn up. According to the Bible, they're going to all melt away one of these days. But the lasting things are the things that are of the eternal. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, even then, notice God was faithful. God was faithful to me. Every time I look back to Him, He is waiting with open arms. And I see, once again, He's been faithful. Faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy, I see. And in my heart, and I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful. Faithful to me. What I want to say this morning in closing is this. You and I will begin on Friday, unless our appointed time comes to leave this life. And notice I said, an appointed time. One thing that I believe that the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart the other day with questions that I had and I was talking to God is this, that you and I have an appointed time. We're in this world, we may be saved, but we're not safe. We're not safe. Why? Because it's a broken world, because it's a failed world, because it is a diseased world, because it's an angry world, because it's a hostile world, because accidents are going to happen. This coming Friday will be January the 1st, 2021. It's hard to even comprehend that, isn't it? Seems like it wasn't long ago that it was, you know, Y2K, 2000. We were all scared to death. The computers weren't going to turn over. And, you know, and now this year we've all been worried about toilet paper. I don't know what 2021 holds, but I know who holds 2021. And He holds you and me in the palm of His hand. And He has our days, our times, our steps, our breath accounted for. And I don't know about you, but it gives me pause to know that He is still the faithful, omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent God. He will be with you. He will be with me this new year. He will either be with us while we're still here and He lives in our heart, or we will be with Him there until He makes this new heaven and this new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So my prayer for you and for us is that we keep on keeping on, because heaven's grandstand this morning is filled with the saints of God, and they're cheering us on to complete the race and to keep the faith and to hang on to the anchor of our soul. May God be with you and yours in 2021. And may we have a new perspective on life and eternity and give of our best to the Master. Would you stand as we pray? Father, we thank You for this morning. The Christmas lights come down, the trees go back into their places. The Christmas wrappings and trappings and all are gone. But life continues on day after day. And we say, Lord, how long? Lord, how long? I can only imagine this morning in heaven, our loved ones that are saying, Jesus, how long? How long until You're going to bring us all together in this new heaven and this new earth wherein dwells righteousness, and we will forever breathe the air of eternity, never to grow old, never to be separated ever again. Oh God, keep anew the flame in our hearts and let our lights shine for Jesus until that day dawns. Oh God, if there's someone here this morning or somebody listening by live stream that needs to trust Jesus, may they reach out through faith and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and you died for sinners and shed your blood to cover my sins. You rose from the dead, and I want you to live in my heart. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Father, if there are those that need a church home, I pray, oh God, they would come to this church, that they would be a part of this fellowship, oh God, and that we could minister to them and through them. God, thank you for New Hope Baptist Church West. Here in Duncan, Oklahoma, as you planted this church on this hillside where passersby drive freely and see your work. Oh God, thank you for the blessings of what you have done. You have been so faithful to us. May we be faithful to you. We thank you. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.